I don't want to get into a gun debate today, but the age when you can own a gun, when you're 17 years old, you can enter the military and they'll give you a rifle, weapon, and send you to Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam, mean and green with your M16. And when you come home, you can't own a gun. That doesn't make sense to me. As long as you're defending your country, 16, 17, 18 years old. But when you come home, you can't. So Commissioner Parker, unless somebody objects, get with staff and try to have something available for us this tonight at the rezoning meeting.
That was Commissioner Don Salter back in 2020 talking about the Second Amendment sanctuary, I think is what that was in reference to. And obviously you heard his perspective, one I share and agree with. But of course, Commissioner Salter has passed away. He was 20 years on the board, which is an amazing term of service for him, and so much, you know, pro-military, pro-law enforcement, protecting Whiting, helping create the Whiting Aviation Park, and many other things. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, who, of course, has been sheriff now for several years and was sheriff during Don Salter's term and knew him well before that. But, Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, this is we knew Commissioner Salter was ill. You know, we knew this was likely to be coming, but it's still pretty. I mean, you know, when you lose somebody like this, it's a big deal.
It is. It's a definite hit for the community, and he did so much. As you said, 5 terms on the board, which is incredible. Anybody that has talked to any county commissioner will tell you get paid as a part-time job, but it's a full-time job because your phone never stops ringing. And he was a great commissioner, and a lot of people don't know this. I mean, he was a Vietnam veteran as well, and just a great man, always in service to the community, whether it be the entire country or the Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I'd played a clip earlier in the show where we had him on when he won re-election in 2016 to what turned out to be his 5th and final term. But I joked with him. I said, so are you eager to get back in there and fix the courthouse issue? Ha, ha, ha. But look at what happened in his last term. They did exactly that. You know, found the funding, made it happen, something that the voters never really were willing to vote to pay for, but had to be paid for, and they found a way to do it, right?
Yeah. He was coming up with all kinds of solutions. And when he lost his last election, it was a definite hit to the community. And, just a great guy and always, you know, was very humble and would talk to anybody for any amount of time. He was a great steward for the government, local government.
Yeah, most definitely. And also one of those, you know, the sort of classic example of a person who seems all gruff and tough, you know, on the outside and with his background in the military and Vietnam and everything else. But, you know, as a, you know, parent, grandparent, inside, you know, cuddly teddy bear, you know what I mean? But just, you know, both are true, you know, and that's kind of what made him so captivating. I don't want to put the word out there, but it seems like things have been pretty tame for the last couple of weeks, even though I was on vacation. 2 weeks of no major significant news stories to report. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's really a nice thing to have, a couple of weeks break. Hopefully it'll continue, but, you know, you never can tell in this job.
When that happens, does that affect your staffing in the sense that I imagine that when you have major incidents that requires extra hours, extra time, or other things don't get done, some combination of stress on the workforce in that way. Does that get alleviated, like, you know, getting sleep on vacation when there's not a lot of things going on?
Yeah, it does. I mean, when you don't have, and when I say not a lot going on, we still have our, you know, 40 domestics or 50 domestics a day and, you know, traffic crashes and thefts, and they're still busy. It's just you're not seeing anything really that's, you know, headline worthy.
Which is fine.
They stay busy, and that's a good thing. It makes the day go by faster.
I did want to ask you, I think there's a difference coming in crime reporting, that there's a different way of reporting crime statistics. Am I right about that?
You are, and, you know, currently the system is UCR, which basically the FBI came up with it, and it's not really a good system because if somebody comes by your house, throws in a Molotov cocktail and burns your house to the ground, we don't count that statistic. But on the way out, if they steal a bicycle off your porch after they burn your house down, that counts.
Okay.
It makes absolutely no sense. So now there's a new thing called NIBRS, and basically what that is, we're going to report everything. Every single crime that happens in Santa Rosa County, we're going to report it. And so the people are going to see what looks like, oh my goodness, the crime's going out of control in Santa Rosa County. No, we're just reporting everything now. So we're expecting to see an increase. So for all the citizens out there, if you see, oh, Santa Rosa crime is up across the board 15% or something, well, it's because we're reporting differently and we're reporting more than we were before. So it's nothing to panic over and think you need to buy a house somewhere else or something because of the crime rate in Santa Rosa County. We're still really, really blessed, and we're in the lower third of the counties in crime, so in the state of Florida. So we're doing good.
So it won't show up, and you tell me if I got this wrong. It won't change, for example, you know, number of homicides or number of felony thefts or something like that. But what it will change is the aggregate crime level, because that number will go up just because we're reporting more things that previously was only like a sample of the crime, basically. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. So like if you see, and unfortunately, you know, this year we're up to like 9 or 10 homicides,
yeah,
where normally in a normal year we have 4. So you're going to see a drastic increase in homicides this year. And that'll be an accurate portrayal of what's going on. But the total, when they say crime across the board is up in Santa Rosa County 15% or whatever, that's the number that's going to be different because of the way we report.
Okay. And when does that start? When do those numbers start to come out? Is it this year?
Yeah, it's part of this year, I think, we'll come out with it. And then I think the first full year will be next year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good heads up just to be aware. And I know when that stuff comes out, there'll be some reminders about this, but good, you know, warn us in advance so we don't misinterpret the information that is genuinely based on a different standard, and that's important to understand. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do keeping us safe. And, hey, look, if we don't have any big news for a while, I can live with that. That's an okay.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to
have. I can, too.
We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All righty, take care.